So see, settle back in to your body with your attention. Just notice how it feels to be sitting here right now. Perhaps still some resonance or auditory after image, if something like that exists, of the chanting. It's a heightened awareness of the silence after the voices have died down. Taking that into an inner listening, listening into the body. Listening. For meditation, probably a better metaphor, the kind of attention that we pay, than looking. You're rather listening to your breath than looking at your breath, because it implies, isn't it, this open, non-selective awareness, just receiving sensations. Just in the same undefended way in which we receive the sounds. Tractor going past, and the birds twittering, my voice, whatever else. Notice these sounds like particular patterns of sensations arising within that listening space of our attention. No control over the sounds, just come like out of nowhere and disappear again. Almost like images or patterns solidifying out of a background and then dissolving back into it. So we can try to receive the experience of our body in the same way. Physical sensations, patterns of physical sensations manifesting within that listening space of our attention in the same way as the sounds. That's a different type of sensation, giving perhaps a bit more stable, continuous pattern of some kind of presence which we identify as our body sitting here. But if you listen into it very closely, we also notice how, you know, they always aspects of it that are shifting, changing continuously, ripples moving through those, that field of sensations. Like, for example, the experience, the actual felt experience of breathing, the body breathing. How do we know that the body is breathing right now? So there's a particular moving pattern of sensations, like a wave moving through that field of sensations indicating the body. And notice how much of your body, or your impression of the body, is affected by the breath. See whether you can feel the whole body being involved in the process of breathing. And then perhaps to try and get a conscious notion of this. So it were extended kind of experience of space, of internal or mental space, space of our attention, of our presence, in which all those sensations arise. Physical sensations of the body mixed together with the sounds. Notice like they are all seem to appear in the same space of our attentive presence. It's like a modification of that space. Say that, yeah, that space-like experience that we have of our conscious presence, being here. This space is always the being here space. It's always here, and it's always now. It's where the actuality of our experience of life is taking place, constantly. This so-called always changing flow of experience, the river of life, sometimes people call it, which is not flowing anywhere, isn't it? Because it's always here. So physical sensations, experience of the body, sitting here, breathing, sounds, and also thoughts, mental images. Notice that this is another set, another different type of patterns of experiences, different type of sensations arising. Shifting, changing, disappearing within that same space of attention, of presence, of consciousness. Another fluid, moving kind of modification of that space, the experience of that space. Passing through, causing ripples, perhaps emotions, which again are felt like physical sensations, moving through in the same way as the sound of the tractor moving through. Physical tractors in the so-called outside world and trains of thought in the so-called inner world. But they're all just different types of sensations appearing, shifting, changing, disappearing. And what remains is this sense of presence, still being here, being attentive, listening, receiving, giving us this impression of constant change, constant change of content within the stillness of our presence. Stillness of presence within the constant change and flow of our experience. So we can just practice remembering to emphasize, to, if you like, be this listening presence, meaning that we just allow things to manifest, allow them to change, allow them to stay, if they want to stay, for as long as they want to stay, allowing them to go, to change, to disappear. Not intentionally, consciously adding anything onto it, not judging the experience, not evaluating it, not resisting it, not feeding it, not getting excited about it or depressed about it. Just listening, receiving, allowing things to be. So when we can make this space-like experience of our presence conscious, then I feel we are in touch with that aspect of our conscious experience, which naturally does that. It's just there. Just recognizing, noticing what is happening right now and allowing it to be the way it is. Knowing it to be the way it is. And knowing and allowing also anything that we do add to our experience, any judgment, any internal comments, emotional reactions, to be just more of the same stuff, more sensations, patterns of sensations, mental impressions, mental activity. Which is just mixed in with that rich kind of variety of different types of experiences, sounds, smells, tastes, forms, physical sensations, thoughts, mental images, all mixed together, changing, coming and going, but always now and always here. So there's a natural peace, peacefulness in that, which we don't have to create. We just have to discover it, recognize it, and then remember it. That's the way to cultivate it. Maybe we get a sense of that quality in us, so to speak, or that we can relate to in our experience, which is naturally accepting, naturally peaceful, forgiving, doesn't make a problem out of anything that arises within or for our consciousness. So if you notice that we've got distracted, perhaps again into thinking processes, stories that the mind creates. Just as we notice, remember to return the focus of our attention to the body, listening into the body, the physical sensations, bring us back into a conscious appreciation of the actuality of our experience, of our life, as it is happening right now. Back to an appreciation of the constant change of content or form of our experience. Is in that sense of presence, of being here. And being now.